Yeah, yeah, it's your boy Cat Benson. You already know what it is, live and direct with the hottest show on the net, 856 Entertainment, straight out of Camden, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yo, Knock, promo, let's get it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
I'm only worried about me and myself. If I am so, what I can't help. Nigga, one piece, I'm Elvis. Rock and roll with that 40 on pelvis. Bang, come and touch me, bet my niggas get it popping time. Bad bitch with me, yeah, she popping time. Getting all this cash, bitch, I got a ton. Shorty, shake that ass, but he's watching time. Step up in the building, bitch, I'm feeling like a man. Too intoxicated, got this Remy in my ass. Plus my nigga send me, got that send me in the van. So if a nigga tip me, then I'm empty in the can. But I just came to party, so fuck that. Shorty got that ass, pretty face, I'm tryna fuck that. Oh, she got a attitude, I think we could adjust that. Beat that pussy up and have her looking for a grudge match and never get that. Shout out all the bitches that I fucked, I say I never hit that. Now they constantly calling my phone, I don't answer, I never hit that. Had to block some of them bitches, they call me, I never get that. You should've cherished the moment, that's how you never get back. I'm drunk as fuck, now I'm facing the L, should've never did that. Some guarantee pussy was calling my phone, should've never missed that. Silly nigga wondering what with us, he should've never picked that. That 40 of them dudes with the scene, they would never wear that. Am I selfish? If I am, so what, I can't help it. Nigga, one beef, I'm Elvis. Rock and roll with that 40 on that pelvis. Bang, come and touch me, bet my niggas get it poppin' time. Bad bitch with me, yeah, she poppin' time. Getting all this cash, yeah. Bitch, I got
lil' bitch,
time.
I got it, got it.
Shorty, shake that ass, yo. Buddy's watching time.
Niggas and bitches, I'm tired of them. My outfit consists of designer, I'm fucking Hispanics who copy and barely, but they know it's audio to the manana. We can go out of sight long as we out of eye with it. Paper gets on the ground, littering. Her ass so fast, I suffer from flashbacks. To this day, I remember it. I hate when my old bitches bring up an old moment. I be like, I don't remember it. I find that shit funny when I started saying, you started refreshing your memory. These niggas be hating, but feeling me literally stuck in the middle of misery. 240 and clear out the scene, popping shit out like a vending machine. Finna go over Winfrey, get a sofa for me in a rolling camera. Got a loaf of bread for egg, crummy bean. Fuck the other side, that's the way I'm feeling. Ice cube, that's the way I'm chilling. Got a hot dog for the way she's drilling. Another blunt, okay, that did it. Another cup, I be damn finished. Zoned out, keep my zone clear. In my own lane, shift my own gears. And I don't care about a whole nigga. Make sure that goes through our both ears. Dread that ass back, dread that face cute. Dread that smell pretty, put that ass back. Setting all these booty traps. Foolish me, I'm feeling that.
Falling, up in North Jersey and shit. They doing their thing, man. He said he ready to drop another little banger. You feel me? Waiting for that to drop. He said he gonna send it in. That thing definitely doing number. I've seen a couple strippers. They did like a couple dances to that song. Well, a little twerk joints to that song. Seen a lot of people reposting it, saying it's work and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's definitely doing its thing. And it made the countdown today, man. That's the song's called Poppington, man. That's from local, from over North Jersey, the homie and shit, man. But it's 856 Entertainment, man. This the radio show. I'm saying happy Sunday. You know, we won our games. We won my game, flag football and shit. We played Mercenary. We beat them, what, 20-8? Like, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely did our thing. today. I want to talk about my boy Bullard, who just passed. Was it 2 days? Saturday. Was it Saturday morning? I mean, Friday night, Saturday morning, 12 o'clock a.m., whatever you want to call it. I'm saying he got shot in his back. He died in surgery, man. I literally watched this man grow up. Excuse me. I literally watched him grow up, feel me? On the football field. You know what I'm saying? I was in high school. He's a little league. We used to always go out around there, show the young boys love and stuff like that. He'd be the main one talking stuff like, y'all need to come play us. We'll shit on y'all, run you over. Little nigga, man. We looking at him like, man, you like two, but he had a lot of heart, man. So I definitely knew he was going to be something. He got to Wilson. He was definitely doing his thing, man. They was calling him the star and shit like that. But, yeah, man, I ain't going to say he was at the wrong place at the wrong time, but he fell victim to the streets. You know what I'm saying? The streets got a hold of him. Know how that go, man. My condolences go out to them, all his friends, you know. I felt some type of way about it as well. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it is what it is. Well, it ain't is what it is, man. I want to say sleep easy to my boy, man. I already know, man. We got your back and shit.
Yeah, man. It was pretty sad. I was watching the news and everything. He said it was supposed to be some type of, you know what I mean? He got a temple offer. And the other schools was offering them too. And to be coming in, going to a senior, having all them offers is amazing, especially coming from out here. You know what I mean? I mean, the condolences go out to the family and friends that know him. I personally didn't know him, but for, you know, what I heard, it was just a sad story to hear. Another person has passed away, I think, overnight. Her name was Jasmine Gonzalez. She's from the hood as well. And I don't know how she passed away. I know I was just checking her Facebook, and I just seen people say, oh, she died. And she was coming from the club. I just seen her in the club yesterday on Facebook. She, like, took a video or whatever. And,
today?
Yeah, last night she put it on Facebook. And that's all you seen. And it was pretty sad. I don't know. Don't say. Everybody's saying rest in peace, this, that, the third, but nobody's saying how it caused. And I looked in the news, and I haven't seen any type of information. Chrissy know her. Chrissy Noor and shit. And it's pretty sad. She's a beautiful young lady, man. And for her to, you know, pass away like that, it's just fucked up.
Yeah, definitely. My condolences go out to her family. Like, I didn't even know. I mean, I seen the picture, but I wasn't really looking into it like that. But, I really feel for her. Well, man.
She's Perez. She was from the hood as well. And I don't know why she passed away either. It's so sad to see that everybody's like, damn, she's going away. And everybody's blaming the city of Camden, which if y'all don't really realize, it's other, you know, cities out there that we don't know about, that we don't know these people that's dying. People die every day. Everybody passes away every day. You know what I mean? And I know it's sad, but don't blame the hood. It's just how it is, man. You know, people die off of natural causes. Accidents, shootings, crimes, whatever. And it's just sad to see. I'm just telling people, try to keep it up. I understand it's the worst. It's nothing like losing somebody. I definitely know how that feel. I mean, just keep your head up. That's all I can really say. And think positive. Make it motivation instead of your like failures or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, speaking on death, I take it kind of hard now. And I lost a couple people, so when I find out that somebody that I know passed, is like, I'm thinking about them, and then I just get trapped. I get trapped in what I'm thinking about. I start thinking about, you know, my grandma, my cousin, my boy Roy. I mean, it just get crazy, man. I just be thinking and shit like that. So and then when I come around and I see statuses like when I get out of Camden, I ain't looking back. Like, I don't want to claim y'all and stuff like that. That's why we are. Like, I was reading this quote. I forgot the man's name. He's an older guy. Like, he talked about like Black history and all that. I forget his name. I think his name was Dick or something. I gotta look him up and shit like that. But motherfucking, he was saying like, it's like a zoo. You know what I'm saying? It's a, say a lion, make it out of the zoo, right. basically in human form. Why would you want to leave the zoo and lock it behind you? Like, why would you want to leave all the animals in a cage? You know what I'm saying? Where you know you can free them. Like, Harriet Tubman, like, she found the way out.
Right.
She could have just bailed by her damn self right there.
She helped a lot of slaves.
Yeah, and they got out. You feel me? Like, you got to show somebody a new life. And you just want the killers to be gone. And you think you making it out the hood is going to mean something. Because once you get that phone call, like, whoever you did leave in the hood, once you get that phone call, like, such and such as did, you're going to feel some type of way. So no matter where you go, you get that phone call, you're still going to feel some type of way. I'm not saying when you make it out, grab everybody from the hood. But, I mean, at least try to do the best you can. You know what I'm saying? Make programs or raise money. I mean, do the little scholarship fund, shit like that. Like, at least try to help. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just out here, everybody just running around with chicken with their head cut off. We get called dumb and you're not going to make it. People believe that shit. Like, you got some people who try to rise above that, but you not thinking about the people who really hear that shit. Like, I ain't gonna be shit. I might as well go out here and shoot, sell drugs, and gangbang. Fuck it. I'm gonna do something right. And in all reality, that's wrong like a motherfucker. But you got some people who believe that, and y'all just look at them like, oh, they ain't gonna never be shit. Like, you feel me? If y'all giving them confidence, like, yo, you can do that. Like, I'm saying, go get your Twit card. Go get your CDLs. Go get something. Like, at least try to, you feel me? Don't just like, damn, like, I just seen that little nigga wilding yesterday. Just be like, yo, I seen him yesterday. I try to tell him and shit like that. You never know. You can change somebody's life. Like, yo, I got this Twit card number right now. You want it, you feel me? We can, you know what I mean, set something up. I got a couple joints. You can save somebody's life like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So when I just see people, like, when I make it, I'm just out. Like, how can you do that? Like, this is what you grew up on. Like, it's not like, all right, say we do make it. 856, we go far. You feel me? We have kids. Our kids can't. That's the new generation now. Our generation, we was already trapped in here, so we know what it's like. We know what we don't want to go through. You feel me? Or our kids to go through. So, you feel me? Now they can say they change, but how you gonna move out and leave everything you know? You already know the hood. I don't care how far away you go. You come back, you still know when you come off Olympia Road, you only can turn right on Red. You can only turn right there. You know that Crown Fry going to be right there. You know that pizza store going to be down the street. McDonald's right there on my knee. You know how to get places. Like, it's second nature to you. So how you just want to forget that?
I mean, the last thing I want to do is just leave the hood and leave it behind me and shit, man. We do make it out, I'm definitely going to come back and support. You know what I mean? And people don't like it, well, fuck it. It's going to be some people that's going to be very grateful and want to, you know, want to join. But you always want to have motherfuckers that's going to bring you down no matter what, too. And that's why I realized everybody's not going to be down with us. And we had a meeting Thursday, and the person was like, y'all really don't think, because I'm in my mind, I know people know about 856, but then I don't be thinking people hearing. I had one girl hit me up the other day, was like, you know, I was telling her, like, let's chill, whatever. She was like, you a hoe, I'll be listening to your show. I'm like, I didn't even know that. I honestly didn't know that, bitch. You should have told me that you've been hurt by myself the other time. And then Thursday when we had the meeting, somebody hit me up like, yeah, a lot of people know about y'all. Maybe y'all don't know about it, but people know about us. And it's crazy because I'm sure people know about us, but nobody come up and acknowledge us. I'm not saying you got to be kissing our ass. Just be like, I like what you're doing out there. Or, you know, I see what y'all doing and shit. Everybody see. Everybody's watching. No matter how many people that acknowledge it, everybody's watching, bro. Trust me.
Definitely.
And that's why I realized, though.
You feel me? Like, people had long talks with you, like, yo, I heard you got a show. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, I'd be like, yeah, I do. You know what I'm saying? I don't never try to brag too much, or you know what I mean? But once I hear you say that, I know you've been listening. You feel me? I know you've seen a book. So, I mean,
I still want to throw the thank you out there. You know what I'm saying? Just thank you for listening. I mean, for looking at my stuff and acknowledging when you see me and shit like that. I don't expect you like, oh my God, you got the video. Nah, man. You mean, some people do come up like, you got the show, keep going, keep doing your thing, man. It's real positive. So, I mean, I just want to say thank you, man. It ain't all bad.
And definitely, man, and we try to show, our mission is to show the hood that we can actually do it.
You know what I mean? We all don't have the same backgrounds, but we all live in the same place, and we see most of the same shit because of Facebook. Now, I know a lot of deaths happened this weekend, and I know everybody's depressed and everything. And, you know, once after the funeral process, after that, just keep your head up, keep strong, be motivated and shit, man. I just want everybody to stay strong. Don't break down because of this. I understand it hurts, trust me. Everybody felt it before, but at the same time, just be like, okay, well, it's just time to keep moving. And don't think if you leave out the hood, that's going to go away, because when you go around new people, some people may die, you still going to feel, you know, same way you felt in the hood. Everybody dies everywhere you go, no matter if you live in Camden or if you lived outside of Camden. Just gotta keep your head strong, because some of that tragic is going to happen. So I'm not saying be ready for it, but then again, just act like, you know, it can happen. You know what I mean? So that's my message out there.
Yeah, man. I always prepare for the worst, but always, you know what I mean, pray for better days. That's what I do, man. I just pray for better days. But I know the worst is coming, you feel me? You don't get 365 days of good days, you feel me? You don't get a whole year full of good days. So, you know, I just pray for better days. I mean, I just prepare for the worst. I know tomorrow ain't promised. Not for everybody, man.
Yeah, that's just like that. So I know for the people out there that's hurting right now, just know that that your family got your back and your friends got your back as well. And even we don't know y'all, we got your back. You know what I mean? So just keep it thinking like that. Just keep moving forward, man. Don't do nothing stupid or crazy and shit, man. But next song we got my boy Cordos, Animal Attention, featuring DJ Tony Styles. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, 856_ENT. Let's get it.
Yeah, tell me y'all niggas I don't give credit, man. Back in. Little bit of Tony Styles. Got one right here. And tell these niggas we don't do no credit, dawg. Straight paper to get ready.
Witness the general. I ain't got a lift for arm to reach it. Young boys, they react boss man. Why be rich when you can live wealthy? Home style, animal attention. Let's go!
My niggas know it's in with been the kitchen.
Nothing good, yeah, I be there on the first flight. I been ballin', I got 30 on my wrist, man. Y'all niggas broke, yeah, y'all don't work right. Look, it's DJ Cooley, I'm the hottest. I be by myself, a lot of niggas on me hoppin'. I might just whip up a bit, turn it to profit. And we don't put down the prices, we goin' cop it. And them niggas smokin' Reggie, we got it sided. All they do is talk about it, but we about it. And we know everybody's droppin', we keep it silent. And we know that they be plotting, but we ain't stoppin', no way. Hey nigga, what that word like? I think good, yeah, I be there on the first flight. I've been ballin', I got 30 on my worst night. Yeah, y'all niggas book, yeah, y'all don't work right. I ain't nothing like the niggas. Oh, I ain't messin' with you niggas. Oh, so, hey, you can get here. And I promise I'ma stay here. Yeah, I want a Maserati. Started with a Honda Civic. Started with less than a comma. Now 1-7 dead.
You hot nigga, this is murder that burn a blacker than Bobby. For the power, I will leave you ghosts from the time. I'm about to kill a game and turn these rappers into zombies. I'm getting bills off the work I put in, call me Cosby. You ill and tip me, I give you bucks to the miller's empty. Touching keys to cig and curl your wig like Laura Richie. I'm a pencil cuff your girl, my circle really blunt. I get around like a Cheerio, I make your honey nuts. My game's strong, I can take any diss. I got some bald head, hollow tips in this Kenny Smith. It's L.O.D. screaming loud and fuck your vocals up. This the Black Mamba in a fort, fuck a Cobra Clutch. All y'all doing is taking L's, y'all sober up. It's ironic that my bitch Dutch just say I smoke too much. And all the old heads say I know too much. Pockets turning green, old bread made it mold too much. Money talk when they open your mouth when you supposed to speak. Nigga, you ain't internet famous, you just a social geek. I'm focusing fact, ain't no holding me back. I will leave you bloody pussy back. If you overreact.
Niggas look at me like I
done changed.
Money like a book, all I do is turn the page.
What?
You can't change a young nigga mindset. Your chick tried to run to me, I had to sidestep. Your girl loving the juice, so we treat it like a ceremony. If she heard we poppin', she be shopping like a pepperoni. When you suck a sore buff, make sure you show discipline. Niggas ride dirty, getting the tires all Michelin. Send the VOs, raise up in the project. No job, then you probably whipping Pyrex. I'm from the mud, I can show you what the dirt like. These niggas ass in the gas like a dirt bike. Niggas keep talking, but be running like Ricky. Pillow talking for bitches, you can smoke like a chimney. Got your mouth just like fitness, I'm suited, that was my business. And they say I'm the realest, go get my witness, I kill it. Hey, it was a drug, most of y'all be addicted. Hey, it was a sin, most of y'all need forgiveness. Hey, it was a crime, most of y'all be in prison, man. I don't fuck with haters if it ain't about the business.
See, this where niggas got niggas fucked up at. We been here, nigga. See everything black on black. We ain't going no fucking where. LOD, nigga. Wolves in sheep fucking clothing, dickhead. Ha, y'all must have forgot, man.
LOD, nigga.
That was DJ Cooley. Make it work.
That shit was hard. Definitely like that fucking beat, though. That shit was kind of crazy, man.
We want to get on something real quick and shit.
Promo might be the nicest nigga in Canada, man, with this rap shit, man. Don't get him on his bullshit, man.
Don't
for real.
Get me on my bullshit.
Real fucking talk, man.
Don't not lying to you.
I ain't got nothing for y'all, man. Not for y'all.
Yeah, that shit is funny as hell. But just in case y'all don't know, we are sponsoring artists and shit, right?
Woo.
Five of them.
Woo.
And one can be a group, like we can real sponsor a group, but as that, that's whole as one. So if you want to apply, just go to www.856entertainment.com and apply.
Then from there, we'll give y'all like a mini questionnaire and shit. And then y'all got to submit like 2 songs. And then that's how we're going to judge of who we want. And then after that, if we like you, we'll interview you face to face or a conference call if you know out of state or whatever. But yeah, that's basically it, man. That's how we're going to do it and shit.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's going to help both of us, man. It's definitely going to help both of us. I mean, we don't want nothing from nobody. It's just basically we all promote each other. We all just trying to get more, like, I want to say airtime. More exposure. There we go. We both want to get more exposure, and that's what we bring in to the table, just more exposure. Like, we definitely going to rep all 5 of y'all to the death. And all y'all got to do is just, you know what I mean, rep us a couple times a month. You know what I'm saying? Get it out there. Let people know. But we definitely going to get on our thing. And we're going to rep it. We're going to let people see who y'all are. Keep listening. Post up. Everything like that. So, I mean, the 5 people we pick, we about to make a dynasty, baby. What Jay-Z say? It's a dynasty.
A dynasty, a ROC and shit with 856 SOC. SOC, I like that. SOC, I like that, man. Because we all come basically, most of us is all coming from straight out of Camden. So how it will work is we'll promote y'all, market y'all. If y'all got shows or anything, we'll come to y'all shows. You know what I mean? Basically, we your entourage and shit. Like, basically, you just hired an entourage to come with you. You know what I mean, have our shirts on, just rap, go all the way down the street, have a good time, have fun, man. You know what I mean? It's a good experience. I think a lot of rappers should take advantage of this. We can't do the whole Camden. You know what I mean? We just got to take people that's actually serious. You got to be real serious about this, and you got to be making moves as well. We really can't deal with nobody ain't making no moves that just do 2 tracks on their iPhone and thinking they doing something. You know what I mean? We got to have somebody that's actually making a lot more moves and shit, man. Seriously.
Yeah, hell yeah, most definitely. I mean, we looking at the people who promote themselves very well. Like, we want the people who already got exposure on themselves. This way we could just give them an extra boost. They could give us an extra boost, and we could just work like that, man. Just try and get a shine light on our city, man. That's really all it's boiling down to, man. Like, don't look at us like, oh, what they up to? Like, what kind of like, you know what I mean, BS are they up to? Like, nothing at all. We just trying to put light on our city, man. Bring it out. We tired of seeing New York and Chicago and California and, I mean, Atlanta.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, we want to see Camden. We want to see Camden. I was about to say Jersey. We want to see Camden out there. I mean, don't get me wrong, Jersey, we in the building. I'm saying, but we definitely want to see Camden. We want to see the people we knew, love, and grew up with, man. Just shine light on the city, that's all.
Yeah, man, just keep grinding and shit, man. We grind, y'all grind. We grind together, we can get so far. Plus, me and Knock going to definitely have to start having a network connection because I'm turning 21 on Tuesday. You know what I mean? So, we going to definitely go out there a lot more, start getting a lot more connections. So, you really don't know who we would know or meet. You know what I mean? We can introduce, like, yeah, we sponsor this person. You know what I mean? They like, well, we want to hear them. No, I mean, you know, it's just a network thing. And plus, you never hear a radio station sponsoring artists at all. Like, I've never heard that shit before. So this is different, man. Like I said, this is a new movement. Everybody heard of us. Trust and believe. Everybody heard of us. They may not like it. They may not give a fuck about it or pay attention to it. But they heard. And that's all we need is just their ears. You know, and that's why everybody had ears and shit. Once they hear us, they keep seeing it and seeing it and seeing it. Then they gonna ask, what the fuck is this? What's going on with this right here? And then that's why I start fucking all our bitches. That's how it's
going to
happen.
And that's how it go, man, in that order, man. I mean, it's his words in my mind. You know what I'm saying? We definitely making moves like we said we was going to do, man. So all we doing is trying to make moves, get exposure, get hot. You know what I'm saying? Bring our city light. You know what I mean? Promote trying to fuck all the hoes. You know what I mean?
Knock is too. Don't try to exit yourself out, man. Nah, though. But the question today we got is, what is the definition of a real nigga now? I see a lot of girls be like, that's all they deal with is real niggas and shit. But half of them is their baby dad who don't take care of their kids, broke as hell, don't give a fuck about them. And if that's a real nigga, then I must be God or something, because I do way better than that. But nah, I don't know what a real nigga is, man. A lot of people claim they know what a real nigga is, and a lot of guys claim that they're a real nigga. But in your mind, bro, what is a real nigga?
A real nigga. I don't even fucking know, bro.
Neither.
A real, in my eyes, real dude, real nigga, however you want to look at it, is a person that can. All right, let me give the definition of y'all real niggas. You know what I mean? They on a corner. You know what I'm saying? They don't rap. They shoot guns. I mean, they sell drugs. I mean, they fuck all the bitches. They hit the bitches. Let me stop calling y'all bitches. I apologize. Females. Retarded females. I'm saying. You know, who just do things on the streets and you know, oh, that's my boy. Like, I'm a trap queen. That's y'all real niggas. You know what I'm saying? When you're a tribe queen, you're king, that's the real nigga and shit like that. My definition of a real nigga, bro, is somebody who is true to themselves. You know what I'm saying? Who don't just go out here trying to flaunt what everybody do, what everybody do. I mean, person who got their own path and see it. I mean, who got theyself, you know what I mean, if they're not even already organized, getting themselves organized. You know what I mean, they got a vision for themselves. And they only doing that can't come in their way. I'm saying, as far as relationships, I mean, definitely doing your thing with your girl. I'm saying, you don't see nobody else but your girl. That's my definition, man. When you just stay true to you, like, ain't nothing else matter. Like, you ain't out here shooting guns and you don't want to shoot nobody. You ain't out here beefing with nobody. I mean, beefing over girls, you know, out here just doing stupid stuff. That don't make you real. That don't make you real being in jail, because if jail ain't no real place for a quote-unquote real nigga. You know what I'm saying? Jail ain't no place for no man, like no female. Like, you feel me? It's no place. And there's some people who is in jail and know that, you feel me? But they just had to do what they had to do. You know what I mean? I don't know if they was real niggas, but at the time when they did it and they felt as though that's all they had, I'm saying, it is what it is. But there's some people who had the option, who just in there like, oh, yeah, I'm a real nigga, you feel me? They think because you ain't snitching somebody, oh, that's a real nigga. I'm doing 20 years for another nigga. I'm a real nigga. When I get out, I'm a real nigga. Like, no. Fucker, that don't make you real. I mean, it make you... I guess you could say loyal to whoever you didn't tell on. I mean, I don't make you no real nigga. You true to you, man. Like, you feel me? You got an option. You in a car. Niggas like, oh, we about to go do something. Oh, take me home. I mean, if that's real, you know that's not what you want to do. Because you got niggas that out here that, who, yeah, I'm with it, and then they go tell on everybody who did this shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to be true to you. Just be true to yourself. You're a killer. You're a working man. You're a school kid. Go to school. I mean, it's different. It's different thing to this, man. Just be true to you. That's as real as it gets. Real.
Yeah, man. I really didn't know what a real nigga is and shit, man. I mean, I see a lot of people posting up, this is what a real nigga do. This and that. I mean, okay, cool. Everybody gonna have their own definition of a real nigga. Especially, it depends on your mindset and which, the way you look at life. That's the definition of a real nigga. The way you look at life and how you represent yourself is gonna be your definition of a real guy. So let's just say, if a guy is from the streets, whatever, and he live that street life, his real nigga is gonna be a different definition from what I'm looking at. From, you know, a business dude that's going trying to get out the streets, you know, live somewhere, see life a little bit different, you know. So you gonna have different definitions of that and shit though. But like I said, my definition of a real nigga, man, is just a person that just keep going, keep it real. You know what I mean? Keeping 100 is real shit. If you keep it 100, then nobody gonna like not like you. Everybody gonna like you, no matter if you say some disrespectful shit. You just kept it real though. You know, if you told the truth. And you keep it real with the ladies and shit. You just keep it real to yourself. You keep it real to the family. You're not trying to act like somebody, trying to be like somebody. You just go your own path no matter who likes it. You know what I mean? You go your own path, your own way. You do your own thing. And people with you, then they with you. If they not, then you don't give a fuck. You don't need nobody. Because that's what the path you're going to try and take. That's the definition of a real nigga, man. But next question we got, well, topic we're going to talk about is, do you want to see change in the hood, in our own city? And what's the steps we could take as a community to see the necessary change that we all want to see? We're going to get to this after the next track we got. It's called Sins of Forgiveness for my boy Rashad. Young boy, man. You know what I mean? Keep throwing the tracks out there. It's called Sins of Forgiveness. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, Straight Out of Cannon Radio Station, man. Let's get it.
Squad.
Emotions.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. I remember when I couldn't even buy socks.
But it's okay, gotta work hard for another day. Seen the people who hated me, now they on me. Cause I'm doing right, that's okay. I still make music if you don't like it. Say what you want, can affect me. Walk in school, they wanna check me. But I'm high and stuff like it's a recipe. First grade, they had nothing on me. Second grade, I got fed up. I was like, told to keep my head up. And I'm driving with no license. That's Pyrex in my contents. Through 13 and wanna have sex, but can't pay the rent. Not making sense every time you talk. Trying to switch every time you walk. Not my opinion, not my fault. Oh, I thought, demon on me like a Silent Hill. Watch it for, I'm gotta get low. Coulda got away, but the car was slow. Looking at me, what you looking for? They say I'm evil, what I'm evil for? Cops knocking at the front door. What I do, I didn't do nothing. Hands behind your back, don't say a word. Put me in the car, take me to the jail. I ain't had no bail, house go for sale.
God, please forgive me for all my sins. God, please forgive me for all the things I did. God, please forgive the people that did me wrong. God, please, I'ma change my ways. Sins and forgiveness.
Forgive me, I didn't mean that, I didn't mean to spaz. My attitude all messed up, can't control it. Did a lot of stuff when I was younger, regretted it. You claiming that you got a set, saying that you bought it. Bro, I doubt it, hard talk, leave you helpless. Nobody can help you, nobody can save you. I'm the one who raised you, I'm the one who took care of you. Man, I don't got issues, I know somebody who can deal with you. Deal with you and your whole crew, don't live death, so that's what I do. Killing competition, Lamborghini whip it. I don't have a witness, cause I'm steady working. Nice day to chill, now I'm Dr. Phil. Must be on some pills, cause I'm so ill. Ducking like LeBron, nobody calm, plane dropping bombs. Look, I'm insane with my life. Oh yeah, I'm used to it. Forgive me and all the stuff I did, cause I don't wanna go through it. That's real talk, no fake talk. I hope one day they stop rapping that drill music.
God, please forgive me for all my sins. God, please forgive me for all the things I did. God, please forgive the people that did me wrong. God, please, I'ma change my ways. Sins and forgiveness. Sins and forgiveness. God, 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 please help me change my ways. I know I made my mistakes. I think about them every day. Can't get them on my brain for all the pain and decisions that I ever made. I promise I'ma change my life around, because it's turning upside down. My dad always told me to pray and have faith, he will make a way. Didn't really have my pops around, moms put him out. He was out drinking, doing drugs, but by the grace of God, he changed my dad's life around. And forgave, and now he's safe. See, in life we all sin, we just have to learn from them and learn how to forgive and forget and move on to better things in life. Sins and forgiveness. God, please forgive me for all my sins. God, please forgive me for all the things I did. God, please forgive the people that did me wrong. God, please, I'ma change my ways. Sins and forgiveness.
Yo.
sins and forgiveness.
Yo, I don't think y'all heard Young Boy. Yo, if you listening, dog, he said some real stuff right there, yo. That whole track, man. I liked it. I was just sitting down listening to the joint, you feel me? I ain't even gonna lie, I caught the last, you know what I mean, couple minutes of the joint. But he was talking some real stuff. He said he wish, I mean, y'all stop rapping his drill music. I mean, he talked about his dad doing drugs, but now, you know what I mean, he got better. Shit like that, like, it's, yeah, that's real, man. I fuck with that joint.
That song lead us to our topic, change, man. We all want to see change out there.
Yo, most definitely, man. Like, you feel me? Like, I mean, yeah, it always takes death for everybody to see what it is. But you got a lot of people out here like, I'ma kill you, or my cousin, yeah, he do such and such, all this. But when somebody dies, like, why are we out here killing each other, stuff like that? Y'all be the main, yo, it be the main ones, like, you feel me? Oh, he out there, you know what I mean, hitting licks, like, you know what I mean, he a killer, stuff like that. Like, you promote this stuff, and then when it really happened, it's like, oh, like, what happened? You feel me? Like, that's, you know, change, like, definitely need change, need people who gonna make music like that, you feel me? And not, I mean, talk about shooting guns and all that, and then just be like, yo, it's time for change. Like, yeah, and change your music. Change the way you think. Change the way you talk and stuff like that. It's not all about violence, you feel me? It's a bigger person, you feel me? It's a saying. The saying is, the one who's in front of the gun, you feel me, is the real one. Like, you feel me? Like, he's really, they say your life flash before your eyes. You
right.
Feel what I mean? Like, that's the real. That's the person who was like, damn, like, it's about to be over. You feel me? And they see everything. You feel me? And at that point in time, it's too late. So I mean, just think about what you could be. You feel me? I mean, I know you probably messed up in life. You feel me? But change. You can change. You feel me? There's some people who really doubt you. Like, nah, that person ain't gonna change. You feel me? Don't go off that. Go off what you feel. Like, you feel as though what you did was some bull. I mean, do what you gotta do. Move out, or you feel me? Whatever. Turn yourself in. I mean, do something that's gonna, like, change you around. Like, when they be like when ex-cons become, like, Christian or, like, Muslim and change their life around and stuff like that. It's just like, he seen that person seen what they was doing and they just trying to change. So, you feel me?
Some of them be fake as hell, though.
Yeah, definitely. It can't get me wrong, but, I mean, if you're going to change, just change, man. It's definitely a big move, man. So, like I said, we definitely change the city. Just everybody got to be with it in their own way. Everybody just got to play their role if you really want this to change or work out. But like Promo was saying earlier, some people who is just going to do whatever they want, they ain't trying to hear that. You feel me? And that's the people you gotta block out, X out. Maybe one day they will see, like, damn, I'm really on some, like, bull stuff. You feel me? Trying not to curse and stuff like that. But they really on some bull stuff. And they might change their life, too. So all it takes is one person to change for the whole group to change the way they, like, moving.
Yeah, man. I mean, we got to move as a community. I know some people are not going to be with it. But if you want change, man, first thing is first is definitely change yourself. We all can make ourselves a better person. And figure out what you want to do, man. I mean, if you live in this life right now without no type of plan, I think you definitely should change that around, man. If you get a plan or have a dream, whatever you want to call it, find the necessary steps to do it. And then work on it. You know what I mean? It's going to lead you away from the bullshit. Trust me and believe me, it will. Because you're going to have to make some necessary steps that's going to make you busy and shit. So first thing is first, man. Let's just figure out what you really want to do. Now, if you want to be a street dude, so be it. You know what I mean? I can't tell another grown-ass man what he can and cannot do. That's just one thing. You know what I mean? But, I mean, just know that you got to live with the consequences if you live that life. And then, you know what I mean, if you
get caught up or get killed or whatever. Just know that you put yourself in that position. Don't blame God on it, because a lot of people are starting to blame God on everything. Like, you know, they say God put us down here for a reason, and he's the one that chooses our path. Honestly, I kind of don't believe that. I think he put us in this earth, and we make our own decisions of what we really want to do. You know, we put our own selves in certain situations and circumstances we don't put ourselves in, but most of them, when we make decisions, that's us making that decision. That's our mind making that decision. So when you blame God on it, oh, God, that's what God, this is what God really want me to do, honestly, it's honestly that's what you really want to do. I really don't see him, you know, certain things, like making you a killer. They say thou should not kill, right? So why would he put you on this earth to make you a killer if thou should not kill? That's why I said we make our own decisions. Nobody's making our decisions for us. We make our own. So if you want to see change, make the not the right decision, but the decision that you feel as though can make Camden change or whatever. I'm not saying doing community service or whatever, but set an example for your children or whatever. Half of y'all out here is parents anyway. If you don't want your kid doing it, then I don't think you should be doing it. You feel as though, I mean, it's hard to get a job out here. That's why I sell drugs. Honestly, it is, though. I'm not going to lie. It's hard as hell to get a job, because some of these jobs is only paying $8.35 an hour. But think outside the box, man. You got a lot of billionaires out here. We got the internet. It's so much resource out here we can use. It's going to take a lot of time. I know selling drugs is like a quick, fast thing. Quick, quick, quick. Nobody really wants to take the time out and try to make some real money and shit, man. Because some of these some dime bags, it's not real money, man. I'm trying to tell you, it's people making billions out here. And y'all talking about selling dime bags is real money. And for females out here, y'all should definitely be ashamed of yourselves, because think of it like this. If females like college guys and school guys, how many of you think out here guys would be selling drugs?
It was definitely in the music, too. I mean, you got a lot of ex-drug dealers that's in the rap game, the music game, doing a lot of acting and stuff like that. And you feel me? They got everybody so, like, happy and gassed up, but if you look at where they live and what they do, like they not coming to the hood. They not doing that. They living in big ass mansions with a new Bugatti and 2015 Chargers, Camaros, and you mean Lamborghinis and stuff like that. They definitely not worried. They just making money. You feel me? They just saying what you want to hear. You feel me? They saying what they think is hot right now, so they can get paid. We out here just killing each other while they just sitting back making music. You getting killed, or you in some kind of drama, and they sitting in a $1 million house and sitting back like, oh, I'm about to make another track just like that. I know I'm about to get a couple record sales and stuff like that. And they sit home with their kids, telling their kids not to do that. You feel me? They got their kids in private schools and stuff like that. You feel me? Just really look into it, man. They just trying to make money off us, man. And we just like, oh, they real niggas. Like, they real niggas. They do this every day. No, they home chilling. Feel me? I turn my noodles in the pasta. You feel me?
Niggas respect Drake more than they own mom and dad, and we don't even know Drake.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you feel me? Like, I turn my noodles in a pasta. Like, you feel me? He made it out. He ain't worried about shit. They living in $1 million houses, got $1 million cars. He got $1 million around their neck alone. You feel me? Like, don't let them gas. At least if we're not gonna change ourselves, like right now in this generation, at least let's try to make the next generation change. Like Pomo said, everybody out here got a kid or a kid on the way, or feel me, gonna have kids. You feel me? Let's really teach them right from wrong. You feel me? Let's really teach them, like, you feel me, you can be something, you can do something. You feel me? Let's just try to change it, because a lot of young people are dying right now. So if we can get this generation or the next generation, you feel me, see a better day, that's change right there. You feel me? I mean, this is gonna have to be in the past. I know it's gonna be hard, because we lost our boy, we lost our friend or loved one, families and all that. But if we can change the next generation, we'll be straight, we'll be good. You feel me? This is something to look back at. Like, yeah, we can't go back to that. And you just gotta sit down and think, man. Like, if change can come, I mean, it ain't gotta be right now, this generation or nothing like that. Change, you feel me, could come anywhere, next generation, you know what I mean? Tomorrow, next year, something like that. You just gotta work at it, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, it's gonna take some time. Like I said, just figure out what you really wanna do, how you wanna do it. And I mean, if you wanna be street, go ahead, man. I'm not gonna knock for what you're doing, but don't just be too loud with it. Just do, get your money and figure out what you're gonna do with that money. Don't get no money buying Jordans and getting rental cars when you should have a real car, buy diapers, have a house and provide.
It start with the youth, man. It start with the youth. You gotta change the way we raise our kids. We raise these young people. We gotta change the way we raise these young people. You feel me? Like, I mean, hit me up. I mean, I got a couple comments.
I got the Twit card number. You know, got the CDL books. They out. You feel me? For the people who ain't make it through school or ain't going to college or something that they want to do. You feel me? And they want to do like something like construction and stuff like that. They still got trade schools and all stuff like that. You feel me? It's gonna be a little hard to get into, but you feel me? If you ask, I know it's people who are willing to help you change. You feel me? It's people out here willing to help. You ain't gotta keep going down this path that we on right now. We can definitely change it. We got connects out here, man. Just don't always fall victim. Don't always run to the streets, man. For real.
And the problem is, man, everybody's always worrying about somebody else's shit. And ain't nobody's worrying about their own, you know what I mean, situation or whatever. Honestly, I think Facebook fucked the hood up, man. That's everybody doing, slowing everybody down. I'm not going to blame a social network site from, you know what I mean, just blaming it. Don't blame it at all. That's just you. You grown. You know what's right and wrong. You know what you have to do in order to get what you want to get to and shit. Like, half of y'all be on Facebook, be having kids, be having jobs and shit like that, and really don't really take care of your responsibilities. I think everybody's main ideas or whatever would be fucked up. I forgot what the word is. It's on the tip of my tongue, too. Damn, priorities, there you go. Everybody's priorities is fucked up, man. Everybody putting shit that don't really mean nothing in front of the main important shit. Like I said, I know life is hard, man. Don't get me wrong. Especially, we definitely know what y'all going through or whatever. But at the same time, just got to get your shit together, man. No excuse, because when you die, you want to just remember you as a bum-ass motherfucking Camden? Or do you want to at least be like, oh, yeah, that's that person that did this, that, and he kind of made it out? That's better than just being a regular average statistic that everybody think that we're going to be, man. And that's what we're not trying to do. That's what I'm not trying to do anyway. I'm not trying to be a regular statistic. I want to get away from that, you know. So if you're trying to, like I said, just have a plan, get the necessary steps to get to your plan, and just start working on it, man. I'm telling you, anything can happen. You can be a billionaire tomorrow. I'm telling you, it has happened.
Most definitely, and you know what it is, too broke, everybody want to be a millionaire, billionaire, yeah. You feel me? Ain't nothing wrong with getting you a career job. You ain't even got to move far from Camden, down the highway, Sicklerville, I mean, you know, Collinswood, fuck, man, like, fuck, Woodland, goddamn, like, you feel me?
You got $1 million houses.
I mean, you ain't gotta move to fucking California. California got drama too. That's where the fucking gangs damn started. You feel me? They got houses up there. You can live in. You feel me? You ain't gotta be a millionaire, trillionaire, billionaire to be successful. You feel me? You can just, do something like positive. You feel me? That's it, you feel me? Don't always base yourself, oh, I ain't making $1 million, I ain't making $1,000, so fuck it. You feel me? Every little bit count. Like, don't base yourself, base yourself off of making $1 million or something like that. Nah, man, just do you, man. Be the best person that you can be. And after that, That's it, man. That's changed right there. You good now. You live in a house. You can afford. You got a family going on. Or whatever the case may be, man. Don't always, if I ain't got $1 billion, then I ain't living. If I die and I ain't got a million dollars, then, man, fuck it. Like, nah, don't think like that.
That money wasn't made for everybody.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Do what you do. Have fun. Be yourself. You feel me? Live life to the best way you can. You feel me? Your best abilities. Don't be the one where money makes you a person, makes you the person, man. For real, just make money. Fuck it. It don't matter how much. Don't worry about the next nigga pockets, the next person pockets. You feel me? Just make your money. Know that you can do what you always wanted to do. You feel me? Or that you can do with the money that you have. Be grateful. You feel me?
Yeah, that's the first thing is first. You gotta be grateful for what you have in order to get more. And I know a lot of y'all do want to be millionaires, billionaires, but y'all don't know not one clue how to start. Shit, I don't. I mean, it's hard. You think it took Drake and them? People think it was so easy for actors and shit to be millionaires and shit. Nah, man, it's hard to be a millionaire. It's hard to, shit, it's hard to get like $2,000-$3,000, yo. So just imagine millionaires. So if you do want to be a millionaire, billionaire, just know you're going to have to, no such thing as sleep no more, man. You're going to have to work for that $1 billion, bro. For real. And, I mean, like the streets. Even the streets, you're going to have to work to be famous and shit or be rich or whatever. You know what I mean? You're going to have to keep selling. You're going to have to figure out different ideas of what people didn't hit yet in order to, you know, get more clientele. You got to network and shit, man. It's a lot to it, man. You got to network for everything and shit. But if you want to be famous, all you got to do is do some A-Town or some some A-Town dumbass shit. What's the other boy name? Welvin. Welvin the Great. Just be an ugly motherfucker. You could be famous by being an ugly motherfucker. Back in my day when I was a young bull, you couldn't be ugly. You had to be a cute motherfucker. Now you could be an ugly motherfucker and be famous. It's crazy.
Definitely, man. Like, just be the best person you can be, man. I can't stress it enough. Be the best person you can be. I mean, just live life knowing that you are successful. You ain't fall victim to, like, you know what I mean? I don't want to say the average person, but you know the, what's it called? Like,
what?
Like, when they say, like, all right, I don't want to use this. Like, stereotype, there we go. Stereotype, I'm about to say that chicken shit, like, black people eat chicken and shit like that. But, yeah, the stereotypes, man, don't fall victim to that. Let's prove everybody wrong, man. You know, we're coming to the end right now. It's your boy, Knock the God, man. Shout out to the whole 856 and my squad. Everybody that made the countdown today, man. Tune in on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. I mean,
and Thursday.
Yeah, definitely. We go at the radio station. We playing all the music.
You already know, man. It's your boy, Light Skin Nigga with the tattoo. I forgot to call myself Tatted Up, Ratted Up. Remember I used to get... I should put that on the shirt, man. I'm thinking about doing that and shit. But you already know, Light Skin Nigga, DJ Promag, man. We out here. Yo, shout out to all the future sponsors and shit. Don't mind me get back to y'all. We just...
A couple of questions we should ask y'all in order to, you know what I mean, do the interview process, well, elimination process. There's a couple of... That was cool and shit, man. But we out here, man. Tune in Tuesday at 7 p.m. Go to www.856.com. Every radio station. I'm out here. Squad.